Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June 17th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the tense situation in Zimbabwe amid planned street protests.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.viewawayzimbabwe.com, at www.viewawayshona.com, and at www.viewawayndebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about planned protests as Zimbabweans cry foul over the high cost of living.
MDC youths have threatened to stage nationwide street protests over the deteriorating economic situation in Zimbabwe. The party says people are now living from hand to mouth in the country due to the harsh economic environment. But the ruling party has vowed to ruthlessly deal with MDC activists, saying they want to destabilize Zimbabwe.
Teachers, health workers and other state employees have also threatened to down tools, saying they are now struggling to make ends meet.
Harare residents say the government today deployed a large number of state security agents, including the police, to maintain law and order following reports that MDC activists wanted to stage street protests in the city.
This comes at a time Zimbabwe is registering rising inflation, with prices of basic commodities going up almost on a daily basis.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
And if you wish to join the show, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, Jonga unjani foit.
Ngiyaphilana, uthi?
Hayi mbijana mbanjana bantwa.
Ah, yeah, ndizwa kuti unenyaya urida kutaura tisata taura yatina iyo.
No, no.
Ndiri vatango itaura iyo.
No comment.
Ayo, inofanira kutaura because handida anozotaura tabva pashow. Beta vanhu vazive kuti uri kupembera nokuti Highlanders yakadya Dynamos nezuro.
No comment.
All right. Rachaitaura futi yapera.
Ya, yapera.
Ndizvozvo. Hongo vadiwa vatereri tinomboita kuti tichitanga tambo tamuramba bvu nekusekawo. Hatingangoti zvinhu kana zvikanzva zvaoma tichaseka. Tombokurukurawo saka ini nasawira wangu Gibbs tikumbotaura nenyaya nabvu yakatambwa nezuro. Yakapera yakati Dynamos 0 Highlanders 1. Asi mutambo uchiripo. Nhasi tiri kutarisa nezve mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika pamwe nenyaya dzehupfumi. Kazhinji tinozva kuti zvinhu zvinongoita bhande nebhurugwa kufambidzana. Tinozva kuti munyika mune musina kunyatsogadzikana. Tanzwa kuti muguta reHarare nedzimwe nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Manga muine uwandu hwemapurisa. Zvichitevera mashoko akaburiswawo nevechidiki vemDC yekuti vacharonga kuratidzira. Zviri kubatanawo zvakati nevashandi vehurumende, mapoka akasiyana siyana. Vezveupfumi, utano nevarairidzi tiri kunzwa kuti vari kugununʼuna kana ivo mauto nemapurisa tonzwa kuti vari kugununʼuna nenyaya dzemihoro zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinogona kunge zvaita kuti pawedzerwe uwandu hwemapurisa tonzwa kuti nhasi vanga vakawanda kwazvo vakapakata zvombo nedzimotokari dzinoshandiswa mukudzivirwa kwemhirizhonga pamwe chetewo nekupfeka mbatya dzinoitawo kuti ivo mapurisa anga achipinda mumhirizhonga kana muriot saka tanzwawo zvakare bepanhau redaily news rataurawo kuti gurukota rezvekuchengetedzwa kwenyika amai Opamuchinguri Kashiri, Minister of Defense, hanzi vati mauto akagadzirira kuparadza kuratidzira kune kuchizoitikwa zvichireva kuti kana pakaita mhirizhonga munoonawo zvakare mauto achipinda munyika mumigwagwa kana pakaa paita kuratidzira kunozonzi kune mhirizhonga zvinoita kuti mauto azopinzwa achiparadza kuratidzira kune kuripo ndonyaya dzatoda kuti kurukure nhasi kuti zvive zvingaitwa kuti nyika igadzikane zvigadziriswe zvinhu izvi tinonzwa vakawanda vari kuchema kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kukwira zuva nezuva tanzwa vamwe vachitinyorera vachitaura kuti chingwa chakwira mutengo kubva pa $3.40 $4.40 kuenda pa $4.25 tambobvunza unyanzvi dzezve upfumi dzataura kuti hongu mune zvimwe zvitoro mitengo yechingwa yakwira uye mukupera kwesvondo yemukubva chishanu chingwa chaachinetsa kuwana ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kuita kuti vanhu vasagadzikana kana zvinhu zvavanodya zuva nezuva zvichinetsa kuwana ngatikurukure gifts
iye kunjalo ke tonga ndava yetu lapa ke eskuru mahayo so ke abantu vati vafuna kungena emgwaqweni so kunokuke kwenza kuti amapolisa angene emgwaqweni kona ngale kuta ivimba sizwile njalo ke uminister of defense ukangendane ngezomvikela uminister uOpamchingule esithi abazangena ke emgwaqweni bazagijinyiswa bazabanjwa bazayenzwa konke okumele kwenziwe ngoba kumele kube nomthetho phela ngokutsho kwabo so kuzobuya ke nxa sisigangela ke impahla jonga ingani kuphuka insuku zonke njengoba usitsho wena ukuthi isinkwa sibe siyi $3.40 kathesi sesiyi $4.25 so kutsho ukuthi vele lapha ezimbabwe abantu abaningi bathi vele kusathengeki izinto eziningi so nxa sisigangela okunye njalo siyabona ukuthi lapha abasakhulayo abakubandla KMDC bathi bona bazangena kuphela loba kunjalo ngoba bathi akusaphileke eZimbabwe so ke nxa bekhuluma nje bakhulumele ukuthi balungise ilizwe libe lilizwe elibusekayo libe lilizwe lapho abantu abahlala khona bedle ukuthi nxa uvuke ekuseni ubona nje ule breakfast yakho kumbe itiye wavulele itshoyo itiye lochapho
ejileanzitshagai alternatives kana matadza
utengaimbambayila kumbe into ezinjani
nemanhanga asi
manje akulalo
kana kusina kunaya zvakanaka
akulalodo ya akula mazi so kuyahlupha kakhulu so sifuna ukuzwa ngani izulu kalidaba othinithini ngodaba lolu ngenani ngobuningi benu khonapha ke enkundleni sixoxeni sizwe ukuthi singathini ngodaba lweZimbabwe I'm happy that two of our guests are already in right now. The first guest is Mr. Jacob Mafume. He's the spokesperson of the MDC led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa. Mr. Mafume, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's Aswera. So then the second guest is Mr. Pilif Gaule. He's a former Cholocho senator and now he's currently a ZANU-PF member. So Mr. Gaule, we are happy that you have also joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. So good evening, sir.
Good evening, my brother. Good evening. Good evening.
Yeah, thank you so much. Chonga, I think you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, to Tanganava Mafume. Welcome, Mr. Mafume. Mr. Mafume, we heard that there was an unusual presence of police or a police presence on many streets in Harare, and I also heard from our sources that in Chinoy it was the same and other cities and towns. And I think this follows a press conference by MDC youths where they announced that they were going to take to the streets because of the current economic situation. May you tell us more about this? Mr. Mafume, Mudukumira, if you can just explain in English so that our other guests and listeners will also be on the same page. Then to send the editor with Mitaure Akasiana Siana. But since we are starting with you, just give us the response.
Oh, it's English. All right. That's fine. There has been a presence of police, an overwhelming presence of the police in the streets and in the cities. We do not know what has caused that because what the police are supposed to do when someone wants to protest or demonstrate in terms of the Constitution, Section 59, they must assist that person. They must help that person to demonstrate. It is a human right and a basic human right which cannot be taken away from a person. You cannot frighten hunger out of a person. You cannot frighten expression out of a person. You cannot threaten the person to be happy about a situation that they are not happy about. So we are concerned that the response by government is that they want to, when people are asking for bread, they are giving them stones. When people are asking for meat, they are giving people snacks. When the people are asking that the situation is untenable, people cannot survive. It is not the turmoil in the streets that is causing the problem. It is the turmoil in the people's stomachs. People are walking like zombies. They cannot work. They cannot get treatment. They cannot get anything. They see people like Wadgajena bringing Lamborghinis. Today there was a Mercedes-Benz, maybe one of the most expensive in the world. We have a vice president who goes to water sessions, prayer sessions in Nigeria, with a private jet and pretends to be meeting Nigerian vice president, when we all know that he went to consult church people. So it's a terrible situation in terms of the economy. It is a terrible situation in terms of the livelihood of people. People do not know where to begin. They are living miserable lives. Yet all they get from the government are threats, presence of the armies. And I should hasten to add that even the police themselves are hungry. We leave them in the community. Even the soldiers themselves are hungry. Everybody is hungry, except the few like Wajir Jenner, who can afford to buy a $200,000 car and drive it in the potholes of Harare and brag about it. They are stinking rich, filthy rich, causing and a security threat. What these people brought, what the army brought into power, is a serious security threat, who are behaving 10 times worse than Great Mugabe. They are buying things, they are enjoying their lives, they are getting fine women, they are getting fine food, they are getting all the finer things in life, but making everybody miserable. When they took over, bread was 99 cents. Now it's $5. When they took over, fuel was $1. Now it's $5. Everything, every indicator you can think of, everything is bad, 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 bad. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mafume. Now, Mr. Kauli, I think you can hear what Mr. Mafume is saying. He's talking about the politics of the stomach here, nothing else. So now he's saying that when people demand bread, they are given, you know, some stones. And when they demand some meat, they are given some snakes. So at the end of the day, these are very, strong words. Like, people really may be facing a very serious problem in the country. And maybe, can you tell us why the government would then decide to, you know, deploy the army, deploy the police, to actually block some protests, since it is constitutional for people to protest? Mr. Kaula.
Yes, while it is the right of the people to protest, to demonstrate, it is enshrined even in our constitution, I hear. That is what this Mafume is saying. And really, I would want to say it is the duty of the government to protect its citizens. And there is nothing wrong with the police being seen in large numbers roaming by the streets. That is their duty is to maintain peace and to protect the citizens. And remember, the government really is doing whatever its duty is doing. Remember what happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We are learning from what happened in the past as a government. The government, you know, we had problems last time, and when people hiding behind the demonstrations, the so-called demonstrations, with a political agenda, with a hidden political agenda. Some people wanted to get away with it even then. And the destruction that was caused, and the anger that was caused, all the looting that was caused, and with these people coming in as human rights now at the end of it all, rather than coming in right from the beginning, when the people started this demonstration, mm-hmm. forcing people out of the street and burning cars, destroying property, and really loss of lives and things like that, of property and things like that. And therefore, the government cannot fold its hands and watch. The government must come in and really try and make sure that people, citizens, are protected. This is exactly what our government is doing. There are some people who are taking advantage. These people are opportunists who would want to take advantage of these skyrocketing prices that are skyrocketing almost every day. Who is causing that? Who is increasing the prices? The one that is increasing, but they must go to this doorstep and demonstrate to that person. It is these people who are supporting our economy. They must identify those saboteurs and demonstrate to those saboteurs. Because the government is not the one that is increasing prices.
prices are being increased by people who are burning money, all causing, burning money all over the show, and people increasing prices all over the show. And this is not the duty of the government to really punish those people. But the government is doing something to make sure that at the end of the day, people really can afford, really can a better life. This is what the government is doing. Austerity measures are in place, and these austerity measures to get us where we want to. To a land of plenty. This is exactly what the government is doing.
Thank you.
Measures, we truly talked about that even right from the beginning. And that people now, we must tighten our belts, but now people are taking advantage, increasing prices every day, and causing people to demonstrate, to revolt. This is bad.
Thank you so much. We'll come back to you. Before you react, we've got a caller here, Mr. Mafume. Let's take the caller.
Yes, hello. Yes, Uban.
Sibakhulule, kunjani Void?
Ngiyaphila ba.
Yes, asipompe sibakhulule ngoba lamhla abantu baningi sibili. Wena ukubona njani kono okwenzakala eZimbabwe? Kukhanya ngazani sokungani amapolisa lawo asenxibile. Cabangela ukuthi abantu bangena emgwaqweni bejengisela. So ubona njani konke lokho?
Ngibona kuyinto eyenziwa ngamapolisa kahulumende. Ngoba yokuwona yiwo agcwele ukukhohlakala kakhulu, hayi kena abantu bemathele lezi zinto abangazithandiyo, ngoba lokhu sokuwethusela abantu. And into ekhona, ungathola ivini labana babenza i-death market bahamba phambi kwawo amapolisa ebhoda, bephambi kwawo bethethe izimali zingayo emabhenki. So amapolisa vele wona agcwele nje ngathi kukhohlakala ukwethusela abantu. Abantu beZimbabwe sivele sigcine ukucindezelwa. So abayekele siyenze into esiyifunayo ukuze iZimbabwe iqonde izinto zihambe ngendlela eyiyo.
Ye, kodwa njengoba abanye bayakhuluma ukuthi lingangena emgwaqweni lapha yini elicina lichisa phela impahla lisenza into ezinjalo, kambe kuliqiniso konokho?
Hayi, lokho angikuboni kuyiqiniso. Angikuboni kuyiqiniso. Bona yibo abayenza ukuthi izinto zibe njalo. Abantu babe behamba ngendlela, so bavele befake i-trade, ngoba njengezwa isikhulumeli se-youth ukuthi bangathi bayatoyitoya emgwaqweni lapho abazabatshaya bona base baba yibo abaqale ukwethusela abantu.
Hayi,
so abantu babe befanele benze ilungelo labo. Izini benjalo nabo bakugawule bekhona lapho beloko bekhuluma bayalwazi uhlupho lweZimbabwe ukuthi lumi kanjeyisima kanjani.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu sibakhulule, ungathinda kusasa baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi engingene namhlanjani.
Yes, sibonga kakhulu sibakhulule. So that is Mr. Sibakhulule. He says Zimbabweans will be given a chance to say whatever they want and do whatever they want. So maybe we can copy.
Yes, maybe wanted to respond to Mr. Gaule.
Yeah, Mr. Gaule is delusional, and it seems like he's living on Mars or some other country, or maybe he's one of the people who are benefiting from taking money from the population. There is no austerity. These people are traveling in private jets. Wajgajena is buying Lamborghinis. They are buying Mercedes Benz.
But, Mr. Mafume, before you go any further, Mr. Wajgajena, I think that is private money, private life. We cannot include it in government budgets or government austerity measures.
It is not a private life because he is an MP.
He is an MP, but he is entitled to his life because he is working, his business is so...
No. So foreign currency is allocated. Everyone is in a line to get foreign currency.
Mm-hmm.
Foreign currency is allocated to buy a luxury car, and yet the government cannot buy hospitals, medicines, and people cannot go to treatment, to schools, and we cannot buy essentials as a country. We cannot buy wheat, which we could buy a few months ago. We cannot buy fuel, which we could buy. All the money that we were supposed to use to buy fuel, imagine how many ARVs that duty would have paid if it had not been made a rebate, where did he get the foreign currency? He is a businessman in Zimbabwe. He is a member of parliament, and the only reason that he got that rebate is because he is a public figure, not because he is a private figure. And the only reason he was allowed to carry out so much foreign currency outside the country is because he is a public figure, not a private figure. And then he uses scarce foreign currency that could have saved the lives. People whom we are burying because there is no medicines in hospitals. He uses it to buy a car where he sits the whole day driving around like a baby with a new toy. That is not a private life. That is a very public life, and that is the waste of money that is happening in this country, where cars are being bought with the scarce foreign currency. But we are told when we want bread with the wheat, we are told that we love luxury. When we want cooking oil, we are told not to use cooking oil. When we want bread, we are told to eat mbambaira. When we want mazondo, we are told to eat mopani or worms from somewhere else. We cannot have that. He is a very public figure, and he used public finance, and that is the high definition of corruption, and there is no austerity there. And that is what people are angry about. When people display wealth, when they display decadence, when they display debauchery, a life of pleasure, women and drink and fast cars, whilst everyone else is suffering, the people will protest. They will not sit around and watch other people live like kings on our money. When a soldier now is earning $80, a policeman is earning $50, all the money that they say is the strongest in the region cannot buy a toothpaste. An iron costs 799. So it means your salary as a senior civil servant can only buy an iron at the end of the month. We cannot live like animals. Where we are supposed just to earn money to eat and then sleep and wake up again to work, eat and sleep and live like a donkey. That is how animals live. They cannot build houses. They cannot buy cars. They cannot go on holidays. You cannot reduce a whole country.
Thank you.
To live like donkeys.
Thank you, Amafu. Meramba nyumuri parunare chitore muteereri. Itina mkoma tapio haru parunare. Mkoma tapio wa makadi.
Mkara makadi mkoma.
Takasimba murufu na murugupi.
South Africa,
iombe papi pacho.
Joburg.
Johannesburg.
Joburg.
Aiwa maita basa mkoma tipe ufungwa zenyi.
Chokwa dikiripo ndeje kuti nikaende kwaendaka kwakurwadza.
Mhm.
Tinadzo amadzirimo muzimbabwe macho. Kupenyo atakurarama zvinezvika isusu vari kunze tisatori vakuchengeta mhuri dzese backlog yatanayoka. Vakura vari kutaura zvekuti vanhu vanochengetedzwa kuvachengetedza maproperties and so on. Vari kuchengetedza maproperties avo kuti asapwanywa. Avakawana nenzira dzekudzvanyira ruzhinji rwenyika. Saka zvinhu zvinorwadza zvekuti ukatarisa kuti vakura vanenge vachitiudza kuti panopwanywa zvinhu. For example, vatora nyaya dzekupwanywa kwatova magaraji and so on. Uon zviva petroleum. Kwara kutarisa ka ndiyo vakuru vari muhurumende ava vanofuranta vamwana ende ndio vanhu vekutanga vakatanga kukwidza fuel kubva padollar 18 cents kuenda pa$3 something which was mari yekuti yakashamisa pasi rese kunzi vanhu pane fuel enda $3 nonza saka zvinhu zvinorwadza kuti inoka kwavari hazvinyanya varwadza because vari kuzviwana mahara on the expense yema textile ndizvo vanhu vanotenga mota dzinodhura dzatiri kuona kuma social media mari yake vari kuiona forex kana nyika yake dzaina mari the question is vari kuiona kuti mari that's a very simple question iri kushayikwa nenyika yakwanikwa nemaindividuals where is it coming from
thank you so much mkumatapa
kana vakuru vachikwanisa kuti batsira ngavatiudze kuti mari iri kukwanisa kutengwa nayo orati mari iri kukwira ndege nevakuru venyika vachienda kunze vachinoita zvavari kuita zvimwe zvake zvisinana chinobuda vati kuchitaridzwa Zimbabwe is open for business business rake risingasvika mene kuti rerukitiwa yatingazivi
kuti thank you so much
let them put the people at their heart. They would teach it to the meeting. Could they write their own interests somewhere else? Then they my soldiers, you know, put them to operation. Right now, I'm taking someone out of office.
Thank you, Mkomatapiwa. Thank you so much. That's Mkomatapiwa calling from Johannesburg, South Africa. He is a bit angry of what is happening in the country. He says it's just painful that people are struggling every day, and he's saying the unleashing of police and the army on the streets is a move by some of these people in government or high-placed people in the government to protect their wealth and their properties. So we have another caller, the other speaker.
Yes, I guess it's what is global economy. Someone on point.
Yes,
so Mr. Ndlovu is saying that people must actually demonstrate peacefully at home. Just stay at home and don't go to the streets, you know. He says because ZANU-PF leaders are very ruthless. So maybe Ukaule can...
Yes, Mr. Gawule.
Yes, Baba Gawule. We are kuluma lapha ke uNdlovu Mzwile. Ngicela uphendule ngama chance sibili ngesindebele khona.
Mina ngivelele ukuthi abantu nxa behleli bengaphandle kwelizwe bavele babone ububi kuphela obuphakathi kwelizwe lapho bengekho khonapho. Nxa esithi yena abantu laba kufana lokuthi abantu sizama ukuthi yinto mina kambe abantu nxa bedemonstrator i-constitution yeZimbabwe iyakuvuma khonokho. Abantu bebedemonstrator all along ekuqaliseni amaparties bedemonstrator kulokuthula kodwa ukudemonstrator lokhu okudlulileyo kudale ukuthi abantu bademonstrate badilive bachaya abantu balimaza i-property bachisa izimoto bachise ama-buildings baluthe iy'mpahla zezitulo zabantu kube sokusina sokusingcolisa ukuthi lama-investors agcine esebaleka ukuthi abuye phakathi kwelizwe leli kungeke kuyekele ukuthi uhulumende akukhangele khona ukuthi avikele abantu aphinde avikele le property yabo uyabe nguhulumende onjani ungagoqa izandla kuphela nanzelela omunye obeyikhuluma ngokuthi uwadad yena ungakhuluma ngempilo yomuntu njani i-private life yomuntu iyivete uthi ubani uthenga imoto enje abantu bonke kambe kulabayanga labanothileyo phakathi kwelizwe ebasebenza wazedena ngu-m p kuphela nje kodwa ngozomabhizinisi mazomabhizinisi mazenza imali yakhe naleyo ayenzileyo kumbe kuliqiniso kumbe kungamanga ukuthi uthenge leyo mota kanti ukudinga impilo yomuntu ukuthi ubani uthenge lokhu ubani uthenge lokhu kusase uzadinga uthenthi uwadadeni uthenge umbheda kuyasebenza khonoko
siyakuzwa bagawule kodwa ke nxa sikhangela abantu bayakhala sibili kodwa siyabuya kuwe sibona ngani silokhola kumbe silakhola
tinemthelele iri parunhare
kaya silamuti lapha
tifunga hatina regai tinzwe
yekutasasila
pana vachipere vachipere
makadi
ndakasimba ndiro zitanda gona kudai zere
magonesa
aiwa ndizvozvo pinda hanyu muchirongwa tinzwe
okay right issue chinyaya ipapa kapa ndekuti kufamba kwenzou akumiswe nekuvhura kwemba.
Mhm.
Zvavari kuita vakomana vakuda kuchifidzira kuti vanhu vange vachitya. Vatadza kunge vachiwana zvinhu zvinoita sei zvekuti nyika ifambe mberi mberi. Saka zvekuchifidzira hazvichashandi muno muZimbabwe. Nekuti vanhu taneta ndeyatituma kuti tirere tinge tichinge tafunga mafungiro atafunga iwaya.
Imi muri kupi? Muri muZimbabwe?
Ndi muZimbabwe, ndi muno muHarare.
Muri muHarare? Because tinombonzwa vamwe vachinyunyuta kuti kustudio 7 vanhu vanotaura kuti ngatipinde mumugwagwa ngatidii vazhinji vacho vanenge vari kunze kwenyika vachikurudzira vari munyika zvinei mati murimo munyika aiwa zvasiyana
ndiri muno kana mukaona nhamba dzangu idzende dzemuno
hatina
chekutiza hatina chekutya
asi vachipere tirikunzwa hurumende iri kutaura kuti kune urongwa huri kuitwa hwekugadzirisa upfumi hamuizeita here kunge makatwa kumedza kutsenga muchada
ndiwo manyepo manje iwayo nokuti tikataridza mukuru aripo kubva 2017 ndopaakapinda pakapisa mukazaniti ndokuti kusvika iyo zvino parizvino maelection akaitwa muna July last year kusvika parizvinezvi yakutokwana gove hapana chafamba vanozoda kugadzira chii tikatarisa futi vatungamiriri vavo ndovanga vagara varipo kubva panguva yaRobert saka zvakangofanana
aivana
chatingatarisira chati chingati chingafambi papa zvakuda vakomana vechidikisi
ndizvozvo aregai tigonzwawo kune vamwe kuti vanoti chii thank you so much vachiperi maita basi.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Mr. Chipere calling from Harare. He's saying that even if a dog barks all night, that does not stop an elephant from walking through, if actually getting into the field, destroying the crops and everything. He says, so he's saying in this case, Zimbabweans should not be threatened by the police action, I mean presence on the streets and all that, or whatever the government is doing. People should just take action and demonstrate because things are not okay. They've been living from promise to promise, but the government is failing to deliver those promises.
So, Mr. Mafume is...
there's a caller, I think.
Oh, there's a caller? Yes. Let's check the caller first.
Yes.
Caller, uko nini kwa ngona?
Hello, kujiri njani?
Niapila kunja?
Niapila, kukikuma na story kujo South Africa.
Kistole uyapila?
Ah, niapila kuti. Kuti nyangena la pesede ilani ya zizo hapu tingendeshele napo indo kuti ya kumere dile ya zizo kuma ngayo lesi shiri meza wanga ala nwashe ni afande kwa zizo leli wale liki idile la gili likate na shena wale liki idile lo idile liki everything is dead licho jaro njola izito zonte zimbabu la ulantu okutua ini ndo izini wani ndo siyahlupheka nje kubaba nalo omunye esekuqeleni esikhuluma layo lapho lezani lo ngoba niyazi ukuthi aba into eziyacasulo nyomangizakuthi abanye abantu baphila kuphi umhlaba lapho okuthiwa sikhona nxa sikhala ngobuhlungu bona bakhala ngobunandi asikwazi ukuthi siphila kumhlaba onjani nxa iZimbabwe ingathi yona yona ifuna ukuvunyelwa ukuthi ithengise i-ivory yayo i-worth a 3 million ukwenzela ukuthi igcine izinyamazana ezindlela kungani akulamuti baphise egcine inyamazana khonapho inesikweleti le-6 million okumele isibhadale ngiyakubona phela ukuthi luzwele ini ngavele ebantwini abadala abangabo idibo naku-everything is dead ngoba kathesinje sithole nzima kanjalo yibona la abantu abakhuluma ukuthi abantu bathenga izinto abazifunayo ezibhedlela kungelamithi emaklinika amancane kungelamithi sihlupheka sinje nxa abantwana bezimbabwe sifuna ukukhala amapholisa asivalela ina engikwaziyo okuconstitution okuvunyelwa iconstitution ukuthi abantu kumele bademonstrate iconstitution yabo amapholisa kumele avikele i-property funa kube nezizigangi phakathi kwe-demonstration iyavuka bona kabathathe ngaleyo ndlela bafuna kila nabo nalabo abantu babedemonstrata behamba emgwaqweni kuthi kwazi ukuvunya constitution ukuthi amapolisa ahambe phambi kwabademonstrators nemuva nemaceleni
Yes, that was a puzzle thing
about.
Yeah, puzzle thing.
Yeah, you can fit in with Amina. If I will eat, everything is dead, end of the story.
Nice, Bongi, let's go.
Yeah, they are suffering, 2% are just sitting very good by a couple of mana of Kino and Akuria.
Nice, Bongi, I could get one to know Sasa Baba. Yeah, so that is Mr. Stole. He's really complaining about what people are going through. You know, he says people are struggling to make ends meet, and there are some people yet who are actually driving Lamborghinis and stuff like that. I think this Lamborghini issue is coming up every minute. Mm-hmm. So maybe one day we're going to sit down and discuss some of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he says, as per Zimbabwe's constitution, people are allowed to protest, but police appear to be blocking people instead of protecting that kind of property. But he says protecting property has got some other meaning. He says, what's the intention of the police? Most people may not even burglarize or destroy property. So he's wondering what is going on. Maybe
okay,
let's go
before we go to Mr. Mafume, Mafume, but I don't go to Wamananda. Wamananda, what about Nare? Wamananda?
Nagadi yuko mese and nice and digitaura zakawanda no kiss no kumbravam. And the chatanga hangu no kudakuta or zakaitika mazika and my darika pawadari makanga me now.
Danchi funza out to Sineche Gwiter and Nya to Kurukura Nas no witch never tell Akawanda or open I'm sure on Wasaka Tim Books of Patrick.
Yes, yes. Kukosa bautoro ni wama fumo manje manje ndezo na hida kuti njitu kotese ni yoro. Mujimai waka chaura chiti ma MPs, AMDC kana mkichemera kuti mwela kuwa na privilege. Yeko fiyo, iyo fiyo njiduwa. Handi zove taka kusaru zirai. Nda baku njiwa wama fumo ya chaura kuti. Ma US dollar mari ina aloketewa. Maangu tiki sana nago kuna wakapira njeta hawa. Ya tende njida kufuza kuti is he an MP or is as an individual. Kukana ari MP, wama pune wa kiteta uraho kuti ma MPs ama aloketeo. Does it also include himself as Mr. Mafume as an individual as an MP? If he is allocated as well, then they are double standard. They cannot come out here and complain and say the government is not doing well, the government is a failure. Iro wachiga ni guwenti, ni guwenti wachipopota. Sezo tango ni Amerika na sima kusina ano. Donald Trump ati, ni yuko tazi, ni wachi nituri wati wati, matepa ni ya jisani kuti aminura shwa talipa pa msuru pri Amerika. Ni sime tu ni ya jisa kala jituka unika edu. Asa ati kuri gini zuzrimunika. Ni hindi zuzrimunika sumu baza mungu nisi. Kusaza nisira insu, walikume kudai ya ngemika waweza nisifu. Andifari nisi chese ngemika tunika. Ndinovi mba kuti and my dream is about everybody to commit themselves and sit down on one table, come up with a solution. What can we do to take out our country from this problem that we are experiencing currently? Kote kuta majabu standard, ukuti ukutaka guta, ukutoche ma, shumeta kutema na mwede tambura, wame neko badjua, ezizi laiki, shumeta ambura na wotese, istikula tamburi na wotese, zaka ita, mkazi ya kapa weni, kuti nima MPs, AMGC, amizo zaka aso, teka kufote rai, teka kufote rai kutumule timurida, patika na maa kutenta into the tune of this, you are surprising us, that's why inda bunda, kuti wama bunda kana wajiti marina aloketeo, nani, kana iti aloketeo wa ma MP, jazi iti also includes my MP, the AMGC, it is includes them.
Regai, wama ananda, regai, dungo pa wama fumemka na wako pinduri wama fumengwa ti ka 30 seconds, tutore unga mchere.
Hakuna ma MP weko opposition anopuwa 200,000. Ma MP as ANPF, they've already got cars, even losing MPs, were allocated the cars from the state. The name of flag is Rukufamba Zaganzi Zanu PF. Even when they lost, they were given two twin cabs. In addition, they are now being given money to buy Lamborghinis. There is no opposition MP that will ever be given the amount of money that was given to Wajga Jena. Wajga Jena already has a car that was given to him by ZANU-PF at Unicab before the election. And they gave it to even those who lost elections against the MDC. The MDC MPs have not been given any of their allocations. And in any event, they are not being given 200,000. Varukupua 200,000. Ndo ava vanozviti vakakosha
vamapume ndingo kanda kamvunzo tomboti vapiwa mukana iwewe kuti vanga vachiwana 200,000 vemdc vanotambira here mofunga kuti vanoramba
anenge atambira anobuda tinomubvidisa muparlament anenge anzi apiwa 200,000 kuhuori hunotyisa huori hunosemesa huori hunoita kutosora maZimbabweans kumeso hatitambiri zvakadaro zvinonyadzisa pasi nekudenga kuti murume mumwe chete angada kugara kuisa mafaro ake pa 200,000 achifamba nayo mustreet vanhu vachifa nenzara vanhu vachifa vachitadza kurapwa vanhu vachifa
Thank you so much, Vamafume. Vamananda ndinotenda ndofunga manzwa mhinduro yabva kuna Vamafume. Totora mumwe muteereri tina mukoma Sedon vatora nguva vakati vakabata parunhare. Makadii mukoma Sedon?
Ndakasimba makadii.
Takasimba muri kufona muri kupi?
MuHarare, Zimbabwe.
MuHarare, tipiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Nyaya yacho handina kuizwa payatangira.
Tiri kutaura nenyaya yekuti nhasi muHarare mamuchinzi makazara mapurisa zvimwe chetewo nemaya maguta emunyika zvichinzi kune mapurisa akawanda kudarika zvinosimbotariswa mazuva tinosimbosanganawa zvo mazuva ose tanzwawo gurukota riri kudzivirwa kwenyika amai upamuchingurikashiri vachitaurawo kuti mauto akagadzirira kuparadza kuratidzira kune kuzvoitwa munyika ndonyaya yatiri kukurukura
oraiti zvenyika yezimbabwe yanetsa iyi handifungi kuti nyika ine kwaichaenda kutodonha kwai kutoita ikoko bhikozi chitaura chokwadika vanhu vezanupiefu ndovari kuuraya nyika kutouraya nyika chaiko chaiko bhikozi zvikungoratidza zvega pachena kuti nhau itongoripo ndeyekuti hawadi kuva anogara nevamwe vanhu vangoda kuti zvavo zvinhu zvese zvemunyika zvinakiriwo chete chete nokuti dai vanhu vaida kuti zvinakire munhu wese ka vangadai vachinzwawo pfungwa dzevamwe vanhu so hawadi pfungwa dzevamwe vanhu ukangotaura chaunenge watongotaura ichigara watoziva kuti aidha rinozodoka varimi watodisapia
saka vari kuuraya nyika nemutoo upi nokuti nyika ndopauri pamakawaka imi pamugere ndo nyika yacho imimi ZANU-PF iri kuuraya nyika sei
zvinoita kuti iuraye nyika ka inhau yenhu inei yeikonomy iripo pari zvinhu handiti ikonomi yedu yese yaparara zvinhu zvese hapana chiri kufamba ivi magetsi tinyangoti zviro zvese muzimbabwe hapana chatingati ichi ndo chiri nani ichi ndo chiri hapatorina ndongoti titongori pazetakutoenda kutosvika pazero pazvinhu zvese zvinonzi zvinoraramisa munhu muzimbabwe ka zvese zvitongori pazero
thank you maita basa mukoma Sedon that's mukoma Sedon calling from Harare he says he does not think the country is going anywhere and he's accusing ZANU-PF people of killing the country economically and he says economically the country is dead there's no electricity everything is dead so we hear from Mr. Gaule after we check the caller
yes what imbaleke okuthunyezwa ngabantu lapha ku Facebook jonga
yes
kulokhu Clemens Mzola Dube uthi mhlawumbe ukutshengisela emgoqweni yikho ungasikhulula kuZANU-PF kuze buya ke abanye labo basithumezela sibili siyabonga kakhulu abanjengobaba kaTando uthi people demonstrated during 2017 no property was destroyed because police were there to protect properties and then kuze buya ke uTendai uthi kunjani jonga lo Dube uAndile la uyabhala lapha ke uthi kangibuze baba Dube yona igovernment ithini mayibona izinto zisiba nzima kanje ungabe layo umuntu yedwa khonapha nje ungambala jonga
tinawo vateereri tina mukoma Victor Solomon Hamandishi hanzi watching from Zanzi Cape Town vari kutiona vari ikoko zvimwe chena mukoma Shadrick Bypai vari kucape town Ignatius Muranda Lakemore hanzi watching from Mozambique Cabo Delgado Then zvimwechete Danmo Nyarudzu watching from Cape Town, more blessing South Africa. Then kuna mkoma Shadrake Baipai, and there's no freedom in Zimbabwe. You are told that you are not free. The army and police are forced. They are also tired of the nuisance government. Maone rawa ya kweta mkoma Dennis Gorivo utaanzi chimbo werenga yu zvinofungwa nevatere varikunyora pa Facebook. Aiwa ndo zvatiri kuverenga mkoma. Then mkoma Dennis Gorivo wapo wanyora pa sapo. Zvikanzi caller is offside. Rebates are for cars to use in constituencies. Then mkoma Jafet Kapera anzi vaka dakwa babao. Ndo vatereri wanyora pa Facebook. Pashona chimbo tora mtereri chingu hari parunazi.
Ye, yeah, what is kurumari romitose kumwani lapa? Unjani kwa nape kumwani? Halo, eku wanu njani?
Yebo, uli njani.
Nyapila, mkuma lubani?
Unze la espezini.
Ye, unjani espezini kula ngapu?
A espezini kwa mile, shem.
Ye, loko kuta kule ntondo lezi nkulu pe.
Ya, zikona nje parla zama za se kuru nyana.
Haa, kuzima foit. So, wenu hati nige, kakono kukenza gale Zimbabwe, siya wano kuti, ya rare lezi nda, kutuwa, kutuwa, mapolisa, emele luta vimbe, utapanda chengiseli. Mkwakweni. Kwa tuwa ke ngasu kisikangela ke kwa Zimbabwe. Kwa mwana sana kuya hapa kwa kilo.
Ay, mina, ito nje kupele nga ikuruma. Ini zinshala nga zilalela nsugu zonke sibili pati. Niki zemba mtungu kakulu. Oko kuti nje ngufisa kupele kuti izanu pefu nga yasuka embusweni. Iko ngona tuwa Zimbabwe. Iza wakalo kutula kupela. Agu kukune nga kuruma. Pande wakona loko.
Kwa tuwa hapa kupuma nje kunga laketu.
Ay, kati vele njengo wanopo zikufote wa asara vikona paveti wana wa wini lebe nga wenanga. So kusala yo, ngono njengo kwenye unkulu unkulu, eva suuse na kupena.
So lapo juti umelewe pupi iso kumbe, ndo njalo, uti niko na mfoetu.
Ya, nyezi nje la, akupe kwenye unkulu unkulu na wawenla kwenye nje, uti ve suuse la pana, kwenye tinesese shile kutiva kiki. Sare ni hawa la.
Yehe, haisi ya kuzo kakulu. Kinjani uteo ngapu, sespezini?
Yes, sespezini wabula wayo.
Haisi ya kuza wakuli. Ute hibi zombani?
Uti njela.
Oh, uti njela. Sponge wakuli njela.
Haila miyamu.
Yes, so Mr. Njela says there's only one solution, divine intervention.
Mm-hmm.
So he says God should actually intervene here. And then deal with whatever is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where he says maybe Zimbabwe can be a better place. So okay, now, yes, so maybe wrapping up, let's talk about the way forward. Is there any way forward for Zimbabwe? Maybe these two gentlemen may know.
Yes, we can hear from Mr. Gaule.
Mr. Gaule, is there any way forward for Zimbabwe?
Yes, before that, let me respond to issues raised by Mr. Mafumi.
Just briefly, Shona,
I would want to respond in Shona, so that he because ubekukhuluma ngesishona bekani ngiphindwe ndoda kugazelisa nya yandazathaura na Mafumi. Mafumi athi iye ma MP zile what motor zani PF ma MP zakuwanitswa mota akatekelwa mota akaita sei akupiwa mari ndoda kutaura kuti kana tichi vana vakaterera kudai isusu pamwe as leaders vanofanira kutaura vanhu chokwadi nyaya iripo. Ndoda kutaura kuti inyaya yekuti ma MPs ezanu PF akatengwa dzimota akaita sei manyepo kupedzira nokuti kana vachi kuparlament vanopiwa ivo vanopiwa mari vamwe vachingapiwi manyepo hakuna zvinhu zvakadaro kana ma MPs ari kuparlament hakusarudzi kuti uyu ndiwe pati yakati ma MPs are MPs they are entitled to ma benefits akafanana masalari akafanana yoke zvinhu zvakafanana mari vanotambira mari yakaendana nyaya iripo ndeyekuti mota dziya hazizi zema MPs vanoshandisa dziya ndedze party. Party yakapa ma constituencies. Ma constituencies acho kuchikambidzwa ma MPs acho ndio akatora vanhu vanochengeta mota dzacho. Mota ndedze party, ndizvo zvine ma logo e party, everything ndedze party, and those are party vehicles. Mota dze party atsi mota dzema MPs. Ma MPs achawana mota dzavo kuparlament but iye zvino akatawana mota ari kushandisa dze party dzacho mota dzakapiwa. Mota dze party izvozvo.
Thank you so much on that point. On that point, Mr. Gaule, thank you so much for clarifying that issue, you know, on the side of ZANU-PF. But then the bottom line is, what is the way forward for Zimbabwe?
Yes. I think it's only that people in Zimbabwe must come together. This is our country that God gave us. And God gave us this country. We don't have two countries. And this is the country that we must put our heads together, work together, and really, you know, for the good of the generations to come. And the thing is, there is sabotage. And the sabotage, who is causing the sabotage? Who is causing the increases of the price, of these prices that are increasing almost every day? But remember, to me, the dollar prices that were there in 2013, they are still the same, the U.S. dollar prices. For example, let me just give an example. Something that was $2 in 2012 is still $2 today in U.S. dollars. It's only that you don't have our own currency. We have this bond thing. You know, when it comes to the rand and the dollar, we don't have any problem. U.S. dollar and the rand. But here, we have a problem with this bond note. So the government must phase out the bond note, and then we move on.
Mm-hmm. I see. I was a cool. Thank you so much. Maybe let's go to Mr. Mfume.
Yes, sir. Garimbo, ungori veringa mashoko maviri matatu. Akandwa newatereriwe. Newanutera Studio 7 pashona na Facebook anzi na mkoma Richard Moyo ndofunga nemfundisi Richard Moyo avari ku South Africa anzi Studio 7 zvishuwa zvinorwadza chose kuona Zimbabwe ichitumira mapurisa mazhinji muHarare nemunyika yose kuratidza kuti havana hanya na vana uye vanoda kuti vachemere ani nokuti kunonzi mwana asingacheme anofira mubereko zvino voti vochema nenhamo vodzinyararai vorowa vourava vosungwa Zimbabwe iri kuenda kupi anzi baba Rudzii asingateerere vana vako kana kupa zvichemo zvavo unovatambudza ndava Richard Moyo vanyora then kuda musere anzi kutonga kwechisimba are these Zanu PF leaders patriotic ndobva vaisa mibvunzo yakati question mark akawanda anzi question mark nganga 4 then reason uvadze anzi ndifonerei ndabvira kare makabvira kare muchiti ndichataura musingandipe mukana ndofunga tiri kuedza kuvabata atizovati nauri yawe kufamba sei
yes lavanye futi lapo Justin Ngwenya kuti ngilani ngilapha eBotswana esinzima isimo ekhaya baba Dube kuno mzana kavana uJeff Maswanese lo Timon Moyo bathi lokho esikhona Dube asiyindawo silalele kuzobekeke uMartin Frank samamo kuti ngicela imfundo khona manje ukona ngale ke kwele South Africa ukuthi sibili nyacela yebo sithembisa ukuthi sizakhuluma noMafume
ngeway
forward ezibakutipho
kuyangaphi eh baMafume andire mangwana reZimbabwe ndezvipi zvamungataura
has been outlined by President Nelson Chamisa. The way forward is that we need the dialogue as a matter of urgency, which is mediated by an independent mediator. We deal with the issue of legitimacy, which is the political question of the day. They stole an election. They stole a country. They stole a president. So that needs to be set straight. That needs to be put clear so that we join all the nations. We deal with national healing. People were killed. Itaidama is still missing. Many people were killed after August. In January, people are being slaughtered like sheep. People are being slaughtered like cattle or pigs. We need to sort that out. We need to deal with national healing. We go to international relations. We deal with the economy. Get into the main economic issues once we have dealt with legitimacy. We deal with the integration into the international community. Those rukudi watikaita izozo, zvokuti paitike dialogue. Zvinotibetsera kwete dialogue yavari kuitai nevanhu vasina mombe ivo vachienda kudhibhi yekuti vanotsvaga vanhu vokunotaura ava vana Brian Muteki vaiita basa rekuveza matombo akatotadza kuvhoterwa nokuti matombo ake haana kumuka kunomuvhotera vanhu vasina kana kumiririra vanhu vachisiya boka rakavakunda mumaelection vachisiya munhu akavakunda mumaelection wavakabirira kutonga kwenyika iko zvino kutonga kwekuba hakushandi kutonga kwekuba kune ngozi nyika yodzokera sure yofamba nenhendesure hakuna kana chiri kufamba everything is at a standstill because havadi kuti titaurirane and ndoo zvinodiwa kuita kana izvozvo zvatadza vanhu vachapinda mumugwagwa kuti vatiratidzire
in terms as peacefully in terms of Section 59. Tinoti mapurisa raisa ivavo nemamwe mademonstrators avatotunga bidzamberi nokuti mapurisa ivavo arivo munzara ndoo vachatotanga kudemonstrator vachitaridzira kuti aiwa zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka votozojoiniwa neruzhinji rweZimbabwe nokuti vari kudyavo vari kujuruja majuru nemuromo hapana chiri kubuda zvese zviri kurwadza and takagarira murutsa tisina kana chekuvharira tichitea mbeva murutsa tiri kutsva kwese saka yes. Ivo vavatungamidza mberi ivava ndoo vachange vari kutanga ndoo vatovatanga kuinda mberi kuti vanhu vaite peacefully demonstrate nokuti vanenge varamba kuti titaurirane they would have refused to come to the negotiating table as people so
thank
those
you.
That they put in place right now are the first ones to demonstrate. It is a demonstration that everything is not well. It is a peaceful demonstration by the police, which will be joined by the rest of the population.
Thank you, Mr. Afume. Thank you. Before Gibbs, I give you the mic. Maybe I just want to clarify that Mr. Brian Muteki, being an artist, is also a Zimbabwean, and he has the right to contest in any election. And for people to vote, they don't vote for you because you know, as a matomboro, you are a stone sculptor. No, they vote for you because of the promise that you give them. What we have, what are you offering? Just like when I decided to go and campaign. If it were not for you, who said don't go? I was going to be one of those driving the Lamborghini. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
So, see, Baba Kaule, so nice figure when I'm in my petition, when I'm going to work with Sibili. When I'm in the Zimbabwe, did I put it to Kukore in? Could we get a Lagunjiba?
Ye, ningakapendi liwala lombozo, ngele kukulima inte ngani zikuti nkumbuzo, mafuma inte ngani zikuti.
10 seconds,
ya. Mafuma ngayi kamele, utiena, umachamisa watu la mazi. Ngele kukuti kukutake lo kuna mtanyi, ila bantu kweni zikuti. Uchamisa ama votes, AMDC Alliance, ama votes ayo, nyea ngatolo ama MPs. Ima kangele representation ya wu parliament, leza anu PF, baji wa wu election kotwa, inti ya enza kala yu chamita za tola mwema vota ngana chepezi, ngama vota vela kumutabi, watu chamita watu wala ma vota kwa zanu PF, ae vela kumutabi, mkabi tetena, vota lanu chamita, kula banya wantuwe zanu PF wa wile kumuliseli, anuwa kula mafashins la ba, abanye ba vota vela ndilu mkabi wa kukulumari, yu chamita tala ma vota kala ma vota kwa seko katezi kuhi.
So kotwa kikuya lungisega hini, uwenzakale Zimbabwe
kwa wakawu. Kwa mkulu, kotwa kikuti, abanta banya ngabo chamita, wazi chela wona basuna kuzimanisa lo president niko wona kuzikati ya computer lo president zamu kuti ezini zi ni president zani na ise kona hapo na ise zapo haya isi iko loko kaka ndi esu ndi South Africa ukuti nao ilita ya opposition nao ya wukura wata unga zimanisa lo president kazi zimanisa maya malita zama party zana la ala segelewa ya kete na ewe se lungu sele lu kete lingu lande lae ena tunu kuzimanisa lo monga meli u president wa Zimbabwe mwenye abababili engathi nayi lele ezikhumbuze kolo okungayisiko azijele kungayisiko kafundi kwezinto lendlela eqondile afundi la kwabomakhelwane ukuthi bayenza njani izinto zabo
kodwa phela nxa sikhangela baba Gawule umnumzana uJamisa asiwe yedwa okumele ukuthi kulungiswe ilizwe laye bakhona abanye pho kumele benzeni
ye abanye laba kabaqhubekele phambili ngoba uJamisa asiwe yedwa ukuthi ongathi nxa engekho enhlekeni ezinye ezivizela abanye ukuthi asambe ukuthi yokhuluma sendawonye ekunayise futhi engeke kudonswe namaketani uJamisa edonswe kumbe ngegrade thing legrade ukuthi adonswe lethe lapho kumele kuhlangane khona abantu xa engafuni kafumi kodwa ilizwe liyaqhubekela phambili abanye abantu bakhona bona bakhona abanye abahlanganisa umqondo wonke bekhangela ukuthi kuyini okumele kwenziwe ihlelo waliqhubekele phambili abantu bakhulumisane kube le ndlela yokuthi abantu bangenane ndawonye besebenze ndawonye ilizwe liqhubekele phambili
yes yabonga kakhulu ke sigqetisa ngomafuma 10 seconds nje kona.
Vamafume mashoko enyu ekupesera amungasira vateereri nevatariri.
I think as a nation we are at a crossroads. We need to be brave. There need to be strong decisions made. We need to show that we are not happy and we need to be peaceful, but we cannot continue as wakoni zvikoni mimba ibinegosoro.
Varuna vatadza kutonga.
Thank you, Mr. Mafume. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Our time is up. Sorry, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, former Cholocho Senator, Mr. Pilifi Kawile, MTC spokesperson, Jacob Mafume. Thanks also to all those who actually joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni jonga kandemiri dotenda vose wakwanisa kupinda mchirongwa vakundi kana kupinda mchirongwa musakanganwa kuti Studio 7 iriko mazuva ose mangwana tinemi murara zvakanaka.